gumbo you put to okra, and the main thing would be okra and gumbo.
Mm-hmm. What would you, what if you have an apple or a plum around it, if you have an apple or a plum around it, it will dry up and...
Apples will, of course, shrink and eventually rot.
Mm-hmm. And if you take an apple and if you say put it above your stove and it just gets
shrinks.
All, right, and it gets all wrinkly, what do you call that? What about if it sort of withers away?
Well, what would you want to do anything like that with an apple?
Maybe by mistake or
whatever. Yeah, I see. Well, it would shrink and dry up.
Mm-hmm. If you wanted to get the beans out of the pods by hand, you'd say you'd have to
shuck them or peel them.
Mm-hmm. The large yellowish flat beans, the shells, but not the pods, what would you call those?
The large yellow beans?
Yeah, yellowish flat beans, the shells, not the pods.
The shells, not the pod. Oh, I see. The peas themselves, you mean the butter beans?
Right.
Yeah.
The kind of beans that you eat, pod and all.
Oh, that's cuppies.
Yeah, but they're sometimes the color of this rug, too. They call it that, too.
Well, yeah, green beans, right. English peas, green beans. Green beans, eat them all, that's true.
And you take the top of turnips and you cook them and make a mess of...
Turnip greens.
Mm-hmm. What other greens do you use besides turnip tops?
These collards. Particularly, colored people love collard greens. Mm-hmm. I never eat them.
What other types, does it make any difference in the size of the color of a butter bean? You know, the name that they call it?
Well, they call butter beans a small, they have a name for them, and some are small, some are large. The small are very good, better than the other. They put butter on them and cook them well. Mm-hmm. I don't know the name though.
If you're telling, if a friend of yours is going out and you want to him to buy you some lettuce, you'd say, please buy me blank of lettuce.
Head of lettuce.
And if you say, please buy me three blank of lettuce.
Three heads of lettuce.
Mm-hmm. If you have two boys and three girls, you have...
You're five children. We only had four.
Uh-huh. Do you ever speak of them as so many heads or something like that?
yeah. That's, I don't do that, but that's a common phrase. I got six heads of children. I got six heads. How many children you got? Six heads. I'd say that. That's a common expression. I never would say that, though.
If he had seven boys and seven girls, you might... say he had a blank of children.
Well, you could certainly say a bunch.
Did you ever use the word pasel?
What?
Pasel or passel, I think it's called.
Yeah, passel. Yes, but that would be an unusual expression. Somebody would be sort of kidding when they'd say that, I imagine. I don't believe it. Not a word they're going to use. He has a passel of children.
Yeah. Outside, what is the outside of an ear of corn?
Husk.
Uh-huh. What is the kind of corn you would eat on the cob?